ask that you remain standing as we read our sermon text from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. And you can find that on page 1163 in the Pew Bible. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Hear God's word. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Amen. You may be seated. And please pray with me. Father in heaven, we thank you for this word, and we pray that your spirit would be with us to give light to our eyes and to our hearts so that we would understand and so that we would believe and so that we would be doers of your word and not just hearers. And so, Lord, we pray that your blessing would be on us as we consider this word, and that you would be glorified, and that we would have more of you and more of your truth than when we first came in. And so bless us and make us a blessing. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 If you read the scriptures widely and on a regular basis, you begin to see they contain not common sense, but uncommon sense of what we need for the spiritual life. And our passage today is no exception. Our passage gives a spiritual understanding of prayer. And the main point of what we want to consider this morning is that we need a renewed mind regarding prayer. We need a renewed mind regarding prayer. There's a lot that we've heard or thought about prayer that in some ways needs to be unlearned. Things worldly and man-centered, or things thought of as common sense. Again, we need the uncommon sense of the scriptures and the Holy Spirit. We need a renewed mind regarding prayer. And how do I mean a renewed mind? Well, in our passage, there are several teachings about prayer that might be different than what we would normally think. For example, prayer is the first work. Prayer is the first work. Prayer is a fight. Prayer flows from grace. Prayer has many forms, and prayer is made for God's will. Let's look at the first. Prayer is the first work. Paul says, therefore, I exhort first of all. First of all. Prayer is the first work. And we need to ask the question, what is that therefore? And the therefore is referring to the previous chapter where Paul is talking about how Timothy is supposed to fight the good fight. And so he says, I charge you according to the prophecies made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare or fight the good fight. And so if Timothy is going to fight this good fight of faith, Paul is saying he needs to start in prayer. Amen? Amen. So prayer is the first work. It is the beginning work, the first priority in the Christian life and the life of the church. Let me say that again. Prayer is the beginning work, the first priority in the Christian life and in the life of the church. I could stop right there. Oh, that we would truly lay hold of and apply this truth. Prayer is not to be done when all else fails. It is to be done before all else. Lack of prayer is one of the reasons why all else fails. And so prayer must come first. Prayer proves that we believe and we need God to work. Prayer is proof that we can't do it, God must do it. Now, if we think that I've got this, we can do this, then what happens to prayer? It's not really needed. But if we know we can't, if we know it's impossible and only God can do it, then it proves that we believe we need and that we believe God to work. Prayer is trusting in God's power and resources rather than our own. Amen. So prayer is the first work. And so that's why when we get together for our Sunday worship, one of the first things we have is the prayers of God's people together. This is a time when we come together as God's people to call on the Lord together. And we'll talk about what we should be praying for in a minute. But in the meantime, I want to encourage us all to make sure that we're here for that time of prayer together as God's people. It's not just preliminaries, things that we sometimes do. It's important. It's important for us to pray together as God's people. So I want to urge you to make an effort to be here when we start and when we call on the Lord together. Amen? And then also during the week, we have times of prayer together. We have the Wednesday prayer meeting and the Friday prayer meeting, prayer for revival. These are times, again, where we can come together. We have the privilege of coming together in Jesus' name as God's people. We come to the Creator of the universe to ask Him, to worship Him, to praise Him, and to thank Him, and to confess our sins, and to ask for the things that we need. What a privilege it is to gather. And sometimes it's difficult to get to the prayer meeting. I understand that. Sometimes it's difficult for me to get myself to do it. But after I've done it, I'm glad that I've done it. And I'm glad for the time of fellowship in the Word and in prayer. And so I would encourage you all to also make that a priority. And to, if you can't make it Wednesday, Friday. If you can't make it Friday, come Wednesday. We have, the prayer is via Zoom. And so it's fairly convenient because it comes to our homes. So that's about prayer The first work, prayer, is also a fight. Part of the reason we find prayer difficult is it is a battle. It is a fight. Again, this command I entrust you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you fight the good fight. We must fight the good fight of faith by prayer, by prayer. And this is how we will win. The victory is our faith, and the proof of our faith is our prayer. Amen? Prayer is not last. It is last but not least of our spiritual armor. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So we want to take up the full armor of God so that we can stand in the evil day. And part of that armor is prayer. We must have prayer. Amen? And prayer recognizes that God is the one who defeats our enemies. And so we pray in the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation and deliver us from the evil one. Who is able to lead us away from temptation? Who is able to deliver us from the evil one? God. And so we want to recognize the one who defeats all his and all our enemies. Prayer is a fight. And prayer is a fight that we will win if we're praying, trusting in Jesus and his name. Amen? Amen. Prayer also flows from grace and glory to God. Again, going back to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all longsuffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. And so Paul again points to the grace of God in his salvation. And from that understanding of grace flows out his benediction of praise. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. He glorifies the one who gave him grace to the praise of his glorious grace. Prayer flows from the grace and the glory of God. And prayer also has many forms. We see in verse 1 where Paul says, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks be made for all men. Prayer has many forms. Now, this is not an exhaustive list of prayer forms, but this teaches us that there is a variety and a richness in the kinds of prayer. And so it's good for our prayer to have the variety that we find in Scripture so that our prayers don't become, let's say, a to-do list that we're going to tell God, God, you need to do this and this and this. That's kind of an unbalanced approach to prayer. We want to have a more balanced and more scriptural approach. And so our passage tells us that we should make supplications, that is, express to God our needs and express to him requests. Now, it's not that if we have a need, we are telling God something he doesn't already know. He knows our needs even before we know, but it's important for us to make those known to God so that we know that God knows our needs. And then God wants us to make our needs known to him because he wants to answer them. But he wants us to go through the making of those needs known. Then also there are prayers. In this instance, the word translated means prayers offered in worship. And so it's prayer while we worship, and then also worship and praise toward God. Intercessions. To intercede means to have a conversation on behalf of another. And so we're interceding, we're speaking to God on behalf of someone who has a need, because some people don't pray or won't pray. And if we don't pray for them, maybe nobody would pray for them. And so we want to have a conversation with God on behalf of and for the benefit of another person. That's intercession. And isn't it awesome that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us and the Lord Jesus Christ intercedes for us? And so they've prayed on our behalf, and now we want to pray on the behalf of others, following in their steps. Amen? Amen. Then there's the giving of thanks. That is to show gratitude. The Lord created us. The Lord provides for all of our needs. And if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord has saved you. Don't you think it would make sense? Don't you think it would be right to show gratitude? And the answer is yes, we ought to give thanks. We ought to show gratitude, and that's part of prayer. And a helpful acronym to help keep in mind the different parts of prayer, different aspects of prayer, there's the acronym ACTS, A-C-T-S, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, and supplication. Make sure that we, in a sense, cover the bases and are not just all requests as we pray. And so prayer has many forms, and prayer is made for God's will. We want to pray when we pray, not my will, but thy will be done. In our passage there are things according to God's will that we want to pray for. Verse 2, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And so we want to pray for those who are in authority, that they would do what God set them aside to do what God appointed them to do, and that is to reward the good and to punish the evil. And that's what ruling authorities are supposed to do. Now, when they get things mixed up and they reward the evil and punish the good, that's when there are problems, and we need to pray that it would be switched. And in our own country, there came a point when the authorities were so much opposite of what God had called them to be that there was the war for independence. And the hope was that the new authorities would reward the good and punish the evil, but it seems we're almost in a time where we're back with the same trouble that we had over 200 years ago. That's a whole nother discussion. But we still can pray. We still can pray that, pray for kings and those who are in authority, that we would lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. And it's possible that it could change greatly and become what God wants it to be without bloodshed. And the hope is that if there is revival, that there would be enough people in government who want to do what is right and what is good. So we pray for that. We pray for that. Amen. We also pray that many would come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved, because God desires all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. You may ask, well, if God is in sovereign control of all things, why pray? Well, we find in Scripture that God has two wills, his secret will and his revealed will. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. And so we pray according to the revealed will of God. We don't know what the secret will of God is until it happens. But God wants us to pray according to his revealed will for all those in authority, that they may do their God-given job of rewarding those who do good and punishing those who do evil. That way, we will lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. And then we also pray according to his revealed will that all men may be saved. We don't know his secret will. As far as we're concerned, anyone still living can be saved. If God causes them to be born again and grants them the gift of repentance and faith, because no one can believe unless they're born again and unless they are granted the gift of repentance and faith. And so if someone is still living and breathing, then they have that opportunity of repentance and faith. And so we pray that God would give them the gift. Amen? So prayer is made not for what we want, but for the will of God. And one of the definitions of prayer is an offering up of our desires to God. And I think that's a good reminder that we offer our prayers, and God decides whether he's going to answer a prayer yes or no, because prayer is answered according to not our will, but God's will. Amen? And so prayer is the first work. Prayer is a fight. Prayer flows from grace. Prayer has many forms. And prayer is made for God's will. And so, to think in these ways, according to God's word, we need our mind renewed regarding prayer. And the scripture says, therefore, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we pray for that mind renewal and pray for renewed prayer as a result. And with that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the exhortation that it is a matter of first importance, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And so, Lord, we pray that what's your priority would be our priority, and that we would put our hearts, our minds, our bodies behind that priority. And so help us to make this our first thing and to embrace this fight. It's not easy. It's hard. And we want to win the victory in prayer. And so we ask for your help. We ask for your spirit. We ask for your strength. We ask for your grace. Thank you, Lord, that we don't go into this fight alone. We have your grace and your glory to energize us, so strengthen us. Help us to use the various forms of prayer, and help us to make prayer according to your revealed will. And we pray, Lord, that you would use these prayers for good in our world, for peace, but then also for salvation for those who don't yet know you. And so we thank you, Lord, that you have had mercy on us, though we sinned and rebelled against your word. You have provided a way back for us to be your sons and daughters through Christ, and that way back is through the cross of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that we would trust in what Jesus did instead of us. The arrows of your judgment were absorbed by him on the cross. And Lord, we don't want those arrows of judgment to come into us. We thank you that they were absorbed by Christ instead of us. And we pray for those who have not yet trusted in Christ, have not yet committed their lives to following Christ, Lord, that you would grant that they would flee from the wrath that is to come, that they would not want to get hit by those arrows of your judgment, because that means eternal death. Thank you, Jesus, for absorbing that instead of us on the cross. And we pray for those who have not yet trusted in him, that they would believe and be saved as well. Thank you, Lord, for this word. Thank you for giving us the gift of prayer, and may we grow in this grace of prayer. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.